Johann Sebastian Bach's French Suite No. 6 here on Kansas Public Radio, performed by pianist Andras Schiff. Good morning, everyone. Happy Bastille Day. I am Destiny, your host, and excited to share music from French composers today. I've got that in the 10 a.m. hour and some special requests in honor of Bastille Day. We have a fun morning of music lined up. This hour is more of the classics for you, a Haydn symphony coming up in about 15 minutes, one about high noon. Right now, we are going to listen to a Vivaldi concerto. This is concerto number 8 in the same Baroque feel, and I've got the English Chamber Orchestra performing it. It is about 12 minutes, so I hope you enjoy it with me, now on Kansas Public Radio. Vivaldi Concerto No. 8, Antonio Vivaldi here on Kansas Public Radio. That was the English Chamber Orchestra. The violin soloists were Pincus Zukerman and Kenneth Solito. Glad you are here with me listening to music. I've got a Haydn Symphony coming up on Kansas Public Radio, where we are 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. Lots of great supporters to thank for keeping us on the radio. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Cromwell Solar, since 1982, installing automatic backup battery systems for uninterrupted power for residential homes or businesses. More information is at cromwellsolar.com. And Audio Reader, hosting a donation drive at the Lead Center in Lawrence, Tuesday, July 21st from 4 to 7 p.m., accepting gently used stereo equipment, vinyl records, cassette tapes, and musical instruments. More details at reader.ku.edu/audio sale. All right, Joseph Haydn, he wrote many symphonies, three of which part of a trilogy, The Morning, Noon, and Night. We are going to listen to his Noon, Symphony No. 7, represented by what we would call a sunny, happy key of C major. This is Nicholas Ward with the Northern Chamber Orchestra. Enjoy some sunshine by Haydn here on Kansas Public Radio. Haydn Symphony No. 7, Le Midi, here on Kansas Public Radio, meaning noon or afternoon. That was Nicholas Ward with the Northern Chamber Orchestra. Happy Bastille Day, everybody! Next hour, music from French composers and a special request from someone who donated a lovely CD to the KPR library. If you have something special you would like to request, I've got a requests show. It's Friday mornings with that Saturday afternoon play as well. Just go to kansaspublicradio.org/classics by request or make your way to the website and navigate over to the shows tab. It'll drop down that little menu to classics by request and you can let me know what you'd like to hear. Today we are getting a lot of strings and piano. Yesterday we heard from many of the winds in the orchestra. Next hour we will hear from the piano, a lovely concertino. And then in the third hour, something very interesting by Beethoven in honor of Bastille Day as well. Should be some fun music. It looks like Jeff this afternoon has Puccini in the noon hour. Oh, and one of, I love the Lark Ascending. He's playing that too. So always great music here on Kansas Public Radio. A little Purcell Hornpipe for you here on KPR. It's about 80 degrees. We're going into the 90s today. It is a hot one for all of us around. So make sure you all stay hydrated. Don't go anywhere. More music in celebration of Bastille Day coming up next couple of hours on KPR.
It's been 6 months since the launch of TrumpRx, a federal website that offers deals on medication. But how much is it actually helping patients?
I wouldn't say that it's extremely common, but we are hearing from our members. They are having patients here and there come in seeking to access the TrumpRx price.
I'm Elsa Chang. An update on TrumpRx on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered starts today at 3 p.m. and goes till 7 with Laura Lorson. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. On the web at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for news on KPR comes from Heartland Community Health Center, providing primary care, dental, mental health, or help with a chronic condition. Heartland accepts all patients, including Medicare. More info at heartlandhealth.org. And the University of Kansas, where experts connect across a constellation of campuses and disciplines, seeking breakthroughs to address complex health, safety, and economic challenges affecting people everywhere. Details at kansas.ku.edu. It's 10:01. This is KPR.
Waterway, the U.S. would charge a 20% toll on cargo. Iran has vowed to keep control of the strait. Hadil Al-Shalchi, NPR News, Istanbul.
This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Bayer, who believes science is the relentless process of asking questions, testing, and trying again, even when it's not easy. Learn more at sciencedelivers.com. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. François Couperin here on Kansas Public Radio, his Royal Concert No. 4 for Louis XIV from 1722. That featured the Smithsonian Chamber Players. Good morning. I am your host, Destiny, and it is Bastille Day. So this hour, we are listening to music of French composers. Also have some for you next hour. Up next is a special request from Gary, who donated this CD to the KPR library and wanted to hear it on this particular Bastille Day. Concertino for Piano and Orchestra by John French. His name literally is Jean Francais. So that is a great name, I think. And this is a great little concerto. I've got Antal Doradi and the London Symphony Orchestra. Gary, here is your request for Bastille Day on KPR. A fun and charming little concertino for piano and orchestra by Jean Francais for this Bastille Day here on KPR. A request from Greg, who donated that CD to our KPR library. Thanks, Greg. That was Antal Doradi, the London Symphony Orchestra. And a lot of fun indeed. We opened the hour with something from 1722, and that was all the way from the early 1900s. We are going to go back to the middle now, more in the 1800s, with Camille Saint-Saëns. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. And support for classical music on KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony Orchestra, offering tickets for the 2026-27 season American Icons, celebrating the United States' 250th anniversary, Bernstein to Gershwin and more. Details at topekasymphony.org. All righty, a symphony by Saint-Saëns, Camille Saint-Saëns. This is symphony number one. Number three is the really famous one with the organ. This one is more, I would say, classical in nature. It relies more on those influences of earlier composers. And it's great. I found a little quote by Saint-Saëns about Mozart, who was of course, classical player. So I would like to read it to you. What gives Bach and Mozart a place apart is that these two great expressive composers never sacrificed form to expression. As high as their expression may soar, their musical form remains supreme and all sufficient. So he really loved those composers. And you can hear a lot of their influences in this, but of course it's uniquely French, as Saint-Saëns is. Here we go. Symphony number one, the Frankfurt Radio Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Eliyahu Inbal on KPR. Camille Saint-Saëns here on Kansas Public Radio, his Symphony number one, conducted by Eliyahu Inbal and the Frankfurt Radio Symphony Orchestra. Thank you for being here with me this hour, listening to French composers in honor of Bastille Day. I've got a couple more for you next hour, and also something rather quirky and interesting, from Beethoven, as well as some potpourri, yes, indeed, by Louis Spohr. It's going to be a good hour of music together. And then, of course, Jeff Watson is in with more music in the afternoon. This is KPR.
Were you a nosy kid?
Are you kidding me? Of course I was.
Somebody who liked to ask questions all the time?
Yeah. Annoyingly so, I think some people would say. But
well,
yeah.
I mean,
maybe
I
today
think,
they would say that.
I think a lot of us were. And you know what else? I think a lot of other people are.
Stay nosy. Stay curious. With Morning Edition, every weekday morning on NPR News.
Morning Edition is here for you weekday mornings on KPR from 5 to 9 a.m. with Matthew Algio. We are live, we are local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news here on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Watkins Museum of History, celebrating America's 250th anniversary with various museums and historic sites. Information about Finding Freedom, the Promise of 1776 in Douglas County, Kansas, is at watkinsmuseum.org. We will check in with NPR in the news for a few minutes and then right back here on KPR for more music.
Live from NPR.
It's their solidarity with Ukraine as the war with Russia goes into its fifth year. Thousands of people lined the parade route despite the heat. The annual Bastille Day military parade marks the 1789 storming of the Bastille Fortress during the French Revolution. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive. Progressive Commercial Auto Insurance protects the vehicles that work to keep small businesses moving forward, including protection while running errands and other tasks, at progressivecommercial.com. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio, and in honor of Bastille Day, everyone's favorite Foray Pavan played on harmonica. Oh, don't you wish you could play the harmonica like that? I certainly can't. Here on KPR, that was Tommy Riley on the harmonica, playing Foray's Pavane, the famous Pavane, Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, accompanying him there. I am Destiny. I think I'll stick to the radio and tell you about what I've got this hour for Bastille Day. I've got some music by Louis Spohr and Symphony on a French Mountain Air that many of you like. Right now, I thought it might be fun to sneak in Beethoven's Prisoner Chorus, because after all, Bastille Day commemorates the storming of the Bastille, which was a medieval fortress and political prison. So, well, I figured this would fit. It's about 8 minutes, and it's the Schauspielkapelle Dresden Radio Chorus with Silvio Varviso conducting, from Fidelio, The Prisoner's Chorus by Beethoven, on KPR. From Fidelio, The Prisoner's Chorus from Act 1 here on KPR by Beethoven. That was Silvio Varvosi with Schauspielkapelle Dresden Orchestra and Radio Chorus. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio, where we are 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison from the University of Kansas. And in honor of Bastille Day and the storming of the Bastille at around 11:30, we will hear a symphony on French Mountain Air. Right now, some potpourri by a composer with the same name as my cat, Louis Spohr. There was your fun fact about your host for the day. I actually have two cats with French names. I might even have more than two cats. I might be a crazy classical music cat lady. But that's okay. I love dogs, too. All of you animal lovers out there, you are all wonderful people, just like all of our other listeners on KPR. So let's get into this potpourri Mendelssohn. Louis Spohr composed before Mendelssohn, but they were alive at the same time, and If you can believe it, as musicians and composers, they actually got along, which is pretty nice. They were friends, so they featured a lot of each other's music often. This is the new Haydn Quartet of Budapest, Louis Spohr's Potpourri Mendelssohn on Kansas Public Radio. A Potpourri Mendelssohn by the composer Louis Spohr here on Kansas Public Radio, performed by the new Haydn Quartet of Budapest. There are a lot of those potpourris by different composers and different arrangements. They feature a lot of arias from operas. I hope you enjoyed listening to that. I've got Symphony on a French Mountain Air coming right up. I would like to tell you about our KPR Community Spotlight this month. It is on the Resource Center for Independent Living, working with individuals, families, and communities to promote independent living and individual choice to persons with disabilities. More info at rcilinc.org. All right, the Vincent d'Indy Symphony on a French Mountain Air. This was inspired when he was traveling around in the French mountains and heard a folk song by a shepherd. It's three movements and it sort of captures that beautiful mountain elegance. This is Yanofsky conducting the Radio Philharmonic Orchestra of France. I hope you enjoy it on KPR. Vincent d'Indy's Symphony on a French Mountain Air here on Kansas Public Radio. That was some great piano playing by Catherine Collard in conjunction with the orchestra there. And we've got, let's see, Yanofsky was conducting the Radio Philharmonic Orchestra of France. Music for you today on this Bastille Day. I know Jeff Watson is in with more classical music this afternoon for you. It looks like you can sample some early music from Puccini in the noon hour, a capriccio for orchestra, and then some Russian folk music for oboe and piano, and the moving violin romance, The Lark Ascending by Vaughan Williams. Sounds like a great afternoon of music. If you are listening to KPR2, they've got BBC News throughout the day. But when you need a break from the news, the music is always here for you. Thanks for being here. This is KPR.
It's been 6 months since the launch of TrumpRx, a federal website that offers deals on medication. But how much is it actually helping patients?
I wouldn't say that it's extremely common, but we are hearing from our members. They are having patients here and there come in seeking to access the TrumpRx price.
I'm Elsa Chang. An update on TrumpRx on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered starts for you today at 3 p.m. with Laura Lorson. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, where experts connect across a constellation of campuses and disciplines seeking breakthroughs to address complex health, safety, and economic challenges affecting people everywhere. Details at kansas.ku.edu. About 12:01, Jeff Watson's in after the news, and I'm back tomorrow with more music, some waltz music and winds. See you then on KPR. Long.